锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天我们要跟 Bobby 来分享一部商业题材的电影《商海通牒》。
Hello, I'm Bobby. Welcome to today's program. And in today's program, we're going to talk about a movie named Margin Call.Margin Call is a 2011 American independent drama film written and directed by J.C. Chandler.
影片的故事呢发生在纽约华尔街的一家证券公司的内部，时间是2008年经济危机爆发的时刻。
The film has an all-star cast that includes big names like Kevin Spacey, Demi Moore, Paul Bettany, Jeremy Irons. The film takes place over a 36-hour period at a large stock exchange company.And focuses on the financial crisis of 2007 to 2008. The film follows the actions taken by a group of employees during the financial collapse. The film was first shown at Sundance Film Festival in January 2011 and opened on October 21st in the United States.
面对经济危机呢，华尔街上的一家大型的证券公司正在进行大规模的裁员。
Junior employees Seth Bregman and Peter Sullivan and senior trader Will Emerson watch as a human resources team conducts mass layoffs on their trading floor.
在首批被解雇的员工当中呢，也包括一直对 Peter 很照顾的 Eric Dale.
Eric works in risk management. Before leaving, Dale goes Peter, a junior employee at USB Drive with a project he has been working on.
Eric, I just wanted to say thanks. It's not necessary, but if you were the person that was here that I know. Hey, look, I was working on something, but they wouldn't let me finish it. So take a look at it. Be careful.
被解雇的员工离开之后呢，公司的高级主管 Sam 努力地安抚着大家的情绪，他告诉留下来的所有人，这对他们来说是个机会。
You're all still here for a reason. 80% of this floor was just sent home forever. We spent the last hour saying our goodbyes. They were good people and they were good at their jobs, but you were better. Now they're gone. They're not to be thought of again. This is your opportunityOn every floor of this building and in every office from Hong Kong to London, same thing's happening. By the time we're done, 3 of every 7 guys who were standing between you and your boss's job are gone. That is your opportunity. I've been with this place for 34 years, and I can tell you this is not the last time that you're going to go through this. But you are all survivors. And that is how this firm over 107 years...has continued to grow stronger. So keep your heads high, get back to work, let's hear it.
在这一轮解雇结束之后呢， Sam 召集这一楼层所有的员工进行了一个简短的讲话。看起来呢，这次裁员的力度还真是不小，因为他说这一层楼 80% 的人都已经被解雇了，所以呢，你们留下来的人应该感觉到非常的幸运。
Sam 不愧是一个经验丰富的主管哈，他形容这个解雇的状况的时候真的是很让人有现场感。他说On every floor of this building and in every office from Hong Kong to London, the same thing is happening. 这栋楼的所有楼层还不止呢，从香港到伦敦的所有办公室都正在发生着同样的事情。By the time we're done, 等这些事情都结束了， 3 of every 7 guys who were standing between you and your boss's job are gone. 在你和你的上司之间，有7/3的人都会离开他们现在的工作。That is your opportunity.而这就是你们的机遇。 Sam 呢，其实是想通过这样一个简短的讲话，让大家不仅不要因为同事的离开士气低落，反而应该更加的斗志昂扬，抓住别人走以后留下的机会。
You're all still here for a reason. 80% of this floor was just sent home forever. We spent the last hour saying our goodbyes. They were good people and they were good at their jobs, but you were better. Now they're gone. They're not to be thought of again. This is yourOpportunity. On every floor of this building and in every office from Hong Kong to London, same thing's happening. By the time we're done, 3 of every 7 guys who were standing between you and your boss's job are gone. That is your opportunity. I've been with this place for 34 years, and I can tell you this is not the last time that you're going to go through this. But you are all survivors. And that is how this firm over 107 years has continued to grow stronger. So keep your heads high. Get back to work. Let's hear it.
那显然呢 ，Peter 是受到了 Sam 的激励了。晚上他一个人留在办公室里加班，而且呢看了 Eric 留给他的资料。通过分析，他发现这家证券公司现在正面临着巨大的风险。
That night, Peter finished that project and discovered the trading will soon exceed the historical volatility levels used by the firm to calculate risk. Because of excessive leverage, if the firm's assets in mortgage-backed securities decrease by 25%,The firm will suffer a loss greater than its market capitalization.
发现了问题之后呢 ，Peter 马上通知了自己的上司 Will， 而 Will 呢也立即把他们的主管 Sam 叫回了办公室。
Yes, it's Will. It's 11 o'clock at night.
I know. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have called.
What's the problem?
I think you need to get back here.
What?
Sam, listen.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
I am well aware of the fucking time, Sam. I'm telling you, you need to see this.
See what?
It's...
Email it to me.
I don't think that that would be a good idea.
I'm on my way.
The employees remain at the firm all night for a series of meetings with most senior executives, including head of securities Jared Cohen and head of risk Sarah Robinson.
Peter 的这一发现呢，可谓是一枚悬在头顶上的重磅炸弹，让公司里的高级主管们再也坐不住了。大家整晚都坐在会议室里商讨对策。
Sam, how long under normal operations would it take your people to clear that from our books?
What? All of it?
Yes.
I don't know. Weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah, weeks. But you certainly know that our business is selling and buying. Doesn't work for very long without both components. We suddenly stop buying for a day or two. That's not something you can hide under the rug. That gets out. And when it does, this whole thing comes to an end and right quick.
I understand.
Do you? Yes.
那到底 Peter 发现了公司什么问题呢？到底这个问题有多严重，会对公司有多大的影响，甚至会导致公司面临破产危机呢？
这个电影的名字叫 Margin Call 啊，其实不熟悉金融的朋友可能觉得好奇怪，这什么意思？那 Margin 呢是边缘 ，Call 呢是呼唤，这两个放在一起在金融领域就是追加保证金。这怎么理解呢？其实也不复杂哈，在这个金融领域，很多的时候我们都是。放一块钱的本金，但是可以做十块钱的生意，但是我们要保证一比十的比率。而在这个电影中的公司，他们出现最大的问题是，他们的保证金远远低于他们所从事交易的数额，也就是说，他们有点空手套白狼。但是这样的危险就在于，一旦市场出现波动，他们的保证金根本不够，他们就要被清算出投资市场。那公司就必然要面临破产的结局。
那在了解到这个事情的严重性之后呢 ，Jared 就在会上问 Sam 说：“如果我们把这部分不良资产都卖掉的话，到底需要多长时间呢 ？”Sam 说：“这可能需要几个星期。
”Sam 进一步解释道 ：“But I certainly know that our business is selling and buying。”但是你很清楚，我们的生意就是买卖。We suddenly stop buying for a day or two。如果我们现在突然停止买入一两天的话。That's not something you can hide under the rug. 这可就不是什么能够藏得住的事儿了。Hide under the rug 就是把什么东西藏在 rug 毯子的下边。实际上，一个更常用的短语是 sweep something under the rug， 就把什么东西扫到毯子里。我们一听就知道，就是想隐瞒。比如，在最近呢，各国都在竞选哈、啊，就看到新闻里会说 ，The president tried his best to sweep the embarrassing incident under the rug。这个总统啊，尽力想把自己的丑事藏起来，不让大家知道。Sam 就说呢，这样大的公司停止买卖一两天，也会让大家猜到原因的。That gets out， 这个信息会马上传播出去。And when it does, this whole thing comes to an end and right quick， 这个消息一旦传出去，对我们这样的证券公司，很快我们就会玩完了。
所以呢 ，Sam 觉得 Jared 的想法非常的不现实。
Sam。How long under normal operations would it take your people to clear that from our books?
What? All of it?
Yes.
I don't know. Weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah, weeks. But you certainly know that our business is selling and buying. It doesn't work for very long without both components. We suddenly stop buying for a day or two, that's not something you can hide under the rug. That gets out. And when it does, this whole thing comes to an end, and right quick.
I understand.
Do you? Yes.
Sam 和 Jared 呢都算是公司的高层管理人员了，而他们两个人之间出现了意见分歧，所以呢，这个时候 Jared 把 Will、Peter 和 Sam 支出了会议室，并且告诉 Sam 他已经通知了他们的顶头上司，公司的 CEO John Todd。
Jared, you cannot be doing what you're thinking of doing.
Well, I don't see any other choice.
What does that mean? We don't have a choice.
Did you even look at the numbers, Sam?
Yeah, but what do I know?
What are you going to do?
You going to call him?
I already have.
Will 他们三个人被赶出了办公室之后，爬上了公司大楼的楼顶，望着纽约美丽的夜景，他们心中明白自己的前途未卜。
It looks like they're gonna make us dump this shit. What? You watch.
How?
You'll see.
How could they do
that? They can't. It's impossible, but they'll figure a way. I've been in this company for 10 years, and I've seen things you wouldn't believe.When all is said and done, they do not lose money. They don't mind if everybody else does, but they don't lose.
在公司待的时间更久、更有经验的 Will 呢，已经猜到了上司们的决定。他说，很有可能他们最终会决定，真的像 Jared 说的那样，把不良资产全都卖掉。但是 Peter 和 Seth 不相信，他们说这怎么可能呢？
但是经验明显丰富的 Will 呢，道出了这个金融行业的一个生存的规则。他说 ，It's impossible.But they'll figure out a way. 虽然是不可能的，但是他们一定会想尽办法做到的。I've been at this place for 10 years, and I've seen some things you wouldn't believe. 我在这地方干了十年了，我见过的事呢，可能你们根本都不相信。When all is said and done, they do not lose money. 一切都搞定的时候，他们根本不会有什么损失。They don't mind if everyone else does, but they don't lose. 他们根本不在乎别人是不是赔钱，反正自己不会损失。
It looks like they're gonna make us dump this shit.
What?
You watch.
How?
You'll see.
How could they do that?
They can't. It's impossible, but they'll figure a way. I've been in this company for 10 years, and I've seen things you wouldn't believe. When all is said and done, they do not lose money. They don't mind if everybody else does, but they don't lose.
就在这个时候呢 ，CEO John Todd 坐着直升飞机赶到了公司。另外一边，公司的首席风险评估师 Sarah Robertson 向 Jared 报告了经由他重新分析得出的风险评估结果。
Come in.
How do we look?
It's legit. The kid killed it. The formula's worthless.
What does that mean?
It's broken.
There are $8 trillion of paper around the world relying on that equation.
But we were wrong.
No, you mean you were wrong.
Don't get me started. We discussed it.
I called Todd.
Do we have a contingency plan here?
A contingency plan?
Yes.
No, we went all in on this one.
So we've gotten ourselves quite exposed here, haven't we?
To Todd or the market?
Both.
Sarah 经过分析之后呢，告诉 Jared 说 Peter 之前的那个分析结果是正确的。听到这儿以后呢 ，Jared 马上把矛头调准指向了 Sarah。他说：“那作为公司的首席风险评估师来说，这是你的失职。”Sarah 不同意呢，这个责任全在他。他说：“其实就这个问题，我们以前就讨论过，而且现在最主要的问题是找到相应的对策。
”Sarah 问说 ：“Is there a contingency plan here？ 我们有应急方案吗？” Contingency 是意外事故的意思。比如说 ，a fire in our warehouse was an contingency that we haven't expected。那我们仓库着火的是大家都没有意料到的意外事故。其实，在今天的新闻里呢，我们经常听到这个词哈。比如说，我们经常用中文说应急预案，就是 contingency plan， 就是这个句子里说到的关于地震的预案 ，contingency plan for earthquake，contingency plan for natural disasters。Jerry 的回应说 ，No， we went all in on this one。没有，我们把所有东西都压在这个上面了。然后 Sarah 接着说 ，So we've got ourselves quite exposed here, haven't we？ 所以我们把自己是不是晾在这儿了，对吗 ？Exposed 是暴露的意思 ，exposed 在金融里面有一个专门的解释，就是风险高的。在今天经济动荡的时刻呢，我们有时候会看到这样的新闻 ：How exposed is the UK's economy to Italy？ 这句话的意思是说，英国的经济受意大利金融危机影响的风险究竟有多大？ Jared 这个时候反问到说 To tout all the market， 那我们到底是成为 tout 的鱼肉了，还是成为市场的鱼肉了？然后 Sarah 就回应到 To both， 那看来呢，两个人不仅在公司总裁面前要倒霉，可能在市场上也会让公司受损。
Come in. How do we look?
It's legit. The kid killed it. The foreman is worthless.
What does that mean?
It's broken.
There are $8 trillion of paper around the world relying on that equation.
Well, we were wrong.
No, you mean you were wrong.
You don't get me started. We discussed it.
I told Tull.
Do we have a contingency plan here?
A contingency plan?
Yes.
No, we went all in on this one.
So we've gotten ourselves quite exposed here, haven't we?
To tell? Or the market?
Both.
这个时候呢，所有的人都赶到了办公室，等待 Toad 的决定。Jared 还特意提醒大家，不要自作聪明，在 Toad 面前一定要据实汇报。
One piece of advice, for everyone before we go in there. This could get a little ugly. But whatever you do, just tell the truth.Now, sugarcoating, do not change a word of it. No one here is smart enough.
Please sit down. Welcome, everyone. I must apologize for dragging you all here at such an uncommon hour, but from what I've been told, this matter needs to be dealt with urgently. So urgently, in fact, probably should have been addressed weeks ago, but...That is spilt milk under the bridge. So, why doesn't somebody tell me what they think is going on here?
Mr. Tulda, as I mentioned earlier, if you compare the figure at the top of page 13...
Gary, it's a little early for all that. Just speak to me in plain English.
Okay.
But I'd like to speak to the guy who put this together. Mr. Sullivan, is it? Does he speak English?
Sir?
I'd like to speak with the analyst who seems to have stumbled across this mess.
Certainly. That would be Peter Sullivan, right here.
Oh, Mr. Sullivan, you're here. Good morning. Maybe you could tell me what you think is going on here. And please, speak as you might to a young child or a golden retriever. It wasn't brains that got me here, I assure you of that.
当大家在办公室都坐定了之后呢 ，Toad 走了进来。他一边走呢，还一边向大家道歉，说很抱歉这么晚把大家都叫来开会。但是呢，现在有一个问题啊，我们不得不马上解决。
Toad 在讲这个问题时候呢，用了两个短语，第一个是 spilled milk， 就是溅出去的牛奶。我们更经常听到的一个短语是 don't cry for the spilled milk， 就是为溅出去的牛奶哭泣是没用的。引申的含义就是这种徒劳的后悔呢，还不如干点有用的事情，因为这事儿呢已经是覆水难收了。那接着又用了一个短语 under the bridge， 这个短语的完整形式是 water under the bridge， 就是像桥下的流水一样是无法改变的事情。所以 Todd 是通过两个短语 spilled milk 和 under the bridge 告诉大家，现在我们再往前倒呢是徒劳无益的，不如赶快想想我们该怎么办。
这个 Jared 正想向 Todd 汇报一下他们发现的这个问题，但是他刚一开口就被 Todd 制止了。
Todd 说 I'd like to speak to the analyst who seems to have stumbled across this mess. 我要听听那个发现问题的分析员他自己说 stumble across。 stumble 呢是绊倒的意思， stumble across 有点像我们的这个绊倒，起身发现了一个东西是无意中发现或者偶然发现。比如我们可以说 I stumbled upon a new coffee shop on my way home， 在我回家的时候呢，哎，我无意中发现了一个新的咖啡店。那 Todd 进一步跟这个 Sullivan 要求说，你要怎么给我解释这件事？他说 Please speak as you might to a young child or golden retriever， 请像对孩子或者对一只金毛猎犬那样简单的说，尽量的说清楚。他有点自嘲的说 It wasn't brains that got me here，我可不是因为脑瓜聪明才爬到这个位置上的。那意思是说，你要说太复杂呢，我还真听不明白。
One piece of advice, for everyone before we go in there. This could get a little ugly. But whatever you do, just tell the truth. Now, sugarcoating, do not change a word of it. No one here is smart enough.
Please sit down.Welcome, everyone. I must apologize for dragging you all here at such an uncommon hour, but from what I've been told, this matter needs to be dealt with urgently. So urgently, in fact, probably should have been addressed weeks ago, but that is spilt milk under the bridge. So, why doesn't somebody tell me what they think is going on here?
Mr. Talda, as I mentioned earlier, if you compare this figure at the top of page 13...
Jared, it's a little early for all that. Just speak to me in plain English.
Okay.
But I'd like to speak to the guy who put this together. Mr. Sullivan, is it? Does he speak English?
Sir?
I'd like to speak to the analyst who seems to have stumbled across this mess.
Certainly. That would be Peter Sullivan, right here.
Oh, Mr. Sullivan, you're here. Good morning. Maybe you could tell me what you think is going on here. And please, speak as you might to a young child or a golden retriever. It wasn't brains that got me here, I assure you of that.
那么当 Peter Sullivan 向 Todd 解释了公司现在面临的困境之后，作为 CEO Todd 是怎么样决策的？他到底怎么能够帮助公司摆脱困境呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Bobby 来分享这部《商海通牒》。
If those assets decrease by just 25% and remain on our books, that loss would be greater than the current market capitalization of this entire company.
Sell it all today.
You will kill the market for years. It's over.And you're selling something that you know has no value.
We are selling to willing buyers at the current fair market price, so that we may survive.
But I think this will destroy this firm. No one will ever trust you again. You're knowingly putting people out of business, full stop.
You let me deal with that, Sam.
在这一节呢，我们还讲到了两个和金融有关的词，第一个是 contingency plan。应急预案，当然这个词组也可以用在别的领域，还有就是 exposed， 就是受什么金融风险影响的可能性呢有多大，还有我们学到了一个短语是 under the rug， 把什么东西呢藏在毯子下面，实际就是故意隐瞒的意思， sweep something under the rug.
Alright, that's all for today. I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby, see you tomorrow.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio Simpson Report Every Day
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界没有课堂没有考试没有压力没有顾虑不为考试不为升职只为自己更充实365天原味英语听不断地道口语练不完精彩文化乐不够英语 PK 台一起学起来
还有收音机
你 out 了北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
It's 14 hours.